Good day from the KYMN newsroom. I'm Rich Larson on FM 95.1 and AM 1080. A Northfield man is in stable condition after being struck this weekend by a vehicle while on his bicycle in an intersection in Faribault. On Sunday night, the Faribault Police Department reported at approximately 7:30, they were dispatched to a car versus bicyclist injury accident at the intersection of Western Avenue and Highway 60 after multiple callers reported the accident and said the bicyclist was unconscious. Faribault Police Chief John Sherwin said in a statement that upon arrival, officers went to the bicyclist who was identified as Daniel Ryan Torkelson, age 52, of Northfield. Torkelson regained consciousness at the scene but sustained significant injuries. The statement said the Faribault Fire Department and North Ambulance Services also responded and assisted with medical care. Due to the seriousness of his injuries, Torkelson was transported by North Ambulance to the Faribault Airport, where he was airlifted by helicopter to St. Mary's Hospital in Rochester. Although Torkelson sustained significant injuries, the report said that once stabilized at the hospital, his injuries were described as non-life-threatening. Torkelson was struck by a pickup traveling westbound on Highway 60, driven by Sean Ray Schultz, age 37, of Warsaw, Minnesota. Schultz and multiple witnesses indicated he was westbound on Highway 60 and entered the intersection on a green light. Sherwin said no citations were issued based on the statements of witnesses and evidence at the scene. The Northfield Police Department is once again warning of an increase in electronic scams being perpetrated on people within the Northfield community. A statement issued by the city said Northfield PD has taken increased reports of fraudulent activities targeting individuals through phone calls, unsolicited emails, and suspicious website alerts. Scammers, the statement said, are attempting to deceive innocent people into providing their personal information or making fraudulent payments using unconventional methods. After making contact and gaining trust, the scammers will utilize remote access software that allows them full access to a victim's digital devices just as if they were sitting at the computer themselves. They then use the victim's computer passwords to access online banking information and steal their money. Northfield Chief of Police Mark Elliott said those receiving strange calls or unusual requests should listen to their instincts and double-check anything that does not seem right.
Those type of things, we just really encourage people to think about it. Is this out of the norm? And by all means, call us. We are more than happy to take that phone call and guide you through that process. And we can use some of our tools to vet some of that information, as well as maybe help you by making a phone call back on your behalf to whoever is trying to convince you to do these things.
Additionally, Elliott said, legitimate and reputable companies will never ask for payment in the form of gift cards, such as Apple iTunes or Google Play cards, or digital currency such as Bitcoin. The statement offered some basic rules to follow when a phone call seems suspect. Hang up and do not answer if they call back. Never give anyone that you do not know access to your smartphone, iPad, or computer. Never share online banking details or any passwords with anyone. Never download any applications to your computer or phone unless you are certain of the identity of the agent on the phone. Those who believe they may be a victim of a scam should contact their financial institutions and the Northfield Police Department for assistance. And candidate filing periods will open later this month for city, county, state, and federal offices on the ballot in November. Candidates for Northfield City office may register with the Northfield City Clerk beginning Tuesday, May 21st at 7:30 a.m. through 5 p.m. on June 4th. Filing for county, state, and federal offices will begin at 8 a.m. on May 21st and run through 5 p.m. on June 4th. Candidates for federal offices must file at the Office of the Secretary of State at the State Veterans Services Building in St. Paul. Filing for state offices can be done at the Office of the Secretary of State or with the Property Tax and Elections Director at the Elections Department in the Rice County Government Services Building in Faribault. Candidates may file in person or by mail as long as the filing is received during the filing period. Candidates who will be absent from the state during the filing period but meet all of the other legal requirements may arrange to file during the week immediately preceding the candidate's absence. The filing period for presidential elector candidates, for non-major political party candidates, and independent candidates will begin at 8 a.m. on May 21st and will end at 5 p.m. on August 20th. The certification for major political party presidential elector candidates is August 27th. Filing offices are closed on Memorial Day, which is Monday, May 27th, Juneteenth, which is Wednesday, June 19th, and Independence Day, which is Thursday, July 4th. The filing period for Northfield School Board candidates will begin at 8 a.m. on July 30th and run through August 13th at 5 p.m. Candidates must file with the Northfield School District Clerk at the Northfield School District offices. The Office of Northfield Mayor and the Northfield City Council seats in Wards 2 and 3, as well as an at-large seat, will be on the ballot in November. County Commissioner for the 2nd Rice County District, which includes Northfield, will be on the ballot, and four seats on the Northfield School Board will be on the ballot in November. Election Day is November 5th. For KYMN News, I'm Rich Larson on AM 1080 and FM 95.1. The One.